right. Hey, everyone. Of course, I get in here early and scramble at the last second to get everything up and running. That was some Balsagoth with the Scourge of the Fourth Celestial something host off of the Power Cosmic. I've got 2 hours of stuff tonight, as always, and I am without a sound floor here to play music. Looks like the second CD player is kind of fucked up. I don't know what's going on here. So actually, while I figure this out, let me just kind of explain what we got going today. So that was, again, Balsagoth, and I've been on kind of a kick as of late with their stuff. I think I've always liked them. I've always thought that their stuff was goofy, but, you know, in a very charming and very catchy way. The Power Cosmic is not one of my favorite albums of theirs, but still quite good. I think Battle Magic's probably my favorite. That's the famously Disney metal album of theirs, but I just think it's the catchiest. It's the one that has the most, I don't know. Like, when I think of Balsagoth, I think of epic stuff, and I think that that one has sort of the most epic melodies. But I don't know. I've been diving back into some of their stuff, and the Atlantean one, the 2001 album, is also really good. So I think it's time for kind of a refresh. Also time for them to make a new album. I don't know if they're explicitly broken up or not. It's been almost 20 years since they put anything out, so they're definitely overdue. All right, well, while I figure out this CD situation where I can seemingly only play one CD, this is kind of the worst time to do this because normally I play CDs, vinyl, and digital, but it appears that this is happening on the day that I'm doing only CDs, so that kind of fucking sucks. So let me troubleshoot this and play you some Ares Kingdom. This is off of their album Incendiary. This is Gathering the Eagles, and hopefully I can figure this out. Otherwise I might have to like scramble, and I don't know, there might be like an awkward break between songs or something if I can't kind of figure out what's going on. So anyway, enough blathering. Thank you for listening, and here is some Ares Kingdom.
Extinguish hope, extinguish life, hope still born. Shattering fate as thunder rolls above. Hell is when scattering birds and
I'm
We'll be right back.
welcome back. That was some Enslaved off of Frost. That was Svart Vitter. Playing a lot of longer songs tonight for the most part. I don't know. I think I've gotten kind of obsessed with this idea of having to keep things like interesting and, you know, moving quickly for the show. And I don't know. I don't feel like that's based on anything other than a weird assumption that that's what people want. But I guess, if, you know, anyone who's interested in listening to this show, I think probably won't have a issue with longer songs. So this is kind of my breakout show of, like, not giving a fuck of how many, of how long the songs are. So, yeah, a lot of 8-plus minute, 5, 6, 7, 8 minute songs. There will be a 16 minute song coming up in the next block. So get ready for that. So that was Enslaved. I really like that album. I think, for whatever reason, I've never loved their, I think their debut, I can't remember Frost. I think Frost is their second album. Let me actually look that up. But, point being, I think, I've never been a huge fan of their early stuff, barring that release. And I kind of just skip straight into their sort of mid-era Viking progressive stuff. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Frost is their second album. The first one is that one with the weird, like, green kind of helmet on the cover. Actually, you know what? I do like that album. So it's really just that one and Frost, and then they kind of lose me until we get to, like, Rune or Vertebrae. I know people love Issa. I might need to give that another try, but I sort of dip back in around that Rune Vertebrae era, and then I kind of dip out again. I haven't been huge on their recent stuff, so I don't know. Very hit or miss band for me, but obviously very classic. And that Frost album has such an awesome aura to it. Before that, some Morbid Angel with Heretic, or off of Heretic. That was Praise the Strength. Some really good, probably really their last good album. 2000, 2001, just really razor sharp riffing and drumming. So really like that one. And then Ares Kingdom before that. That's another band, kind of never been like a huge fan of theirs. I've had this Incendiary album for probably like a decade. I remember like 2000, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I feel like they were being pushed a lot as this like super underrated band with like incredible riffs. And I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like they were like spoken of in the same breath as like Argoslin and other like very hyped like riff heavy bands. And I just never really, I mean, I know they're not exactly the same. They're definitely more like thrash death than melodic death, but there was sort of that like riff, you know, this band is so riffy, and I just never really got it. That, you know, I've kind of been returning to it, and I definitely like it. I think it's better than I think I had sort of overhyped it in my head, and so I've been going back and seeing what people were talking about, and I think it's warranted. So that, again, that was Ares Kingdom. So going into this next block, it's gonna be a bunch of black folky kind of weird stuff. So we're gonna kick it off with some Munruthel, Ukrainian band, ties with like Nocturnal Mortem and some of those other, you know, kind of popular Ukrainian bands. This one I feel like isn't talked of as much, but you know, it shares some of the same members, and you know, it's kind of got a similar style. You know, I should probably cue it up while I'm just yapping here. Yeah, and so this is another one that, you know, I've had for a hot minute. Just a really solid kind of early 2000s, late 90s Ukrainian black metal. I feel like that scene, especially in that, you know, I feel like they sort of, I don't know, the Polish and the Russians sort of passed the torch to the Ukrainians, in my opinion, like around that time, as far as like really notable good stuff coming out. And this is kind of right in that peak era, sort of like 1999 or so. I think this album, this is Oriana Tales. I think this came out the same year as Antichrist. just really good, kind of long form, like ambient black metal. And anyway, I'm gonna play it. Something I continue to show my amateurness with this shit. Oh, you know what? I do not know what is going on with the CD. The CD says that it has 3 tracks, and you know what? I did not plan for this. So I'm gonna play track. I'm gonna play track 3. And hope that that sort of works. I may have to cut this off kind of midway through, but for some reason, okay, the CD's totally fucked up. It's No Colors East Side, the East Side release of Munruthel's album Oriana Tales. It makes it look like there's a full track listing, but it's actually they've combined inexplicably. They fucking combined them all into, it's almost like an LP in CD format, so that's great. Alright, well, in that case, I'm going to kick it off with, I guess, The Brilliance of the Thundering Swords, and then I will, figure out a logical place to cut it off. So, anyway, sorry, working through that in real time. Alright, here's some Munruthel.